Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Here in America, the last bastion of freedom in the world, because I'm going to tell you what, it's fading fast outside our borders. Trump needs to begin to really fight this. And I know why he hasn't, because he's still looking to cut trade deals with these people. But holy cow. Folks, what's gone on in the last week here is terrifying. What's going on is the globalist left, including the Democrat Party, because they're leading a lot of this in Europe, is shutting down free speech. The lights are literally going out, and you're watching a Chinese-style system arise right before your eyes. It's every day now. There's a jaw-dropping thing. With the idea that as soon as Trump is gone, mass internet control with censors will simply bleed right into the United States, and the light will go off here, too. I don't see why it won't, especially if we don't win the presidency. It started last week with this incredible arrest of a Jewish lawyer for wearing a less than 1 inch across Star of David around his neck. A Christian would normally wear a cross, about the same size too. He merely walked by a pro-Palestinian protest. So you got to understand something with the Online Safety Act in the UK. What they turned around did was drafted a list of the offended. In other words, it's illegal to offend them. Special interest groups. Jews are not on that list. Neither are Christians. But Muslims are. See how this works? He's a Jewish attorney, and he's been a monitor for a lot of these protests because many times they get violent, they get out of hand, the Palestinian ones, I mean, and the police do nothing. Yet, if you walk by and you're carrying the Union Jack, you're carrying a British flag, you provoke them in any way to violence against you, you will get arrested. Why? Because of the new Marxist system that they've unveiled there in the UK. If you're a Christian, if you're a patriot, you cannot be offended. It doesn't matter what they say about you. But if you are a Muslim, if you are an illegal immigrant, if you are a preferred voting group, you're transgender, you're LGBTQ, then you must be protected from offense. I kid you not. We're now rounding out about 4,000 arrests in the last almost 4 months since this has gone into place. They've got national police now doing this. But this is the most outrageous one so far. This is video from the Telegraph of this poor guy. Realize, wait. You arrest and detain me for 10 hours because I walk by a protesting Palestinian group wearing a Star of David. Yes, it upset them. Are you kidding me? The guy had no signs. He said nothing. He did not interfere in any way. But that's all he had to do. That's all he had to do was appear. And it's a tiny Star of David. You see the photo of it.
I put it to you that you were well aware that your presence to a certain sector of that protest was going to antagonise it.
Is that a question?
It's a speech. I'm glad you got to answer it.
Well, I'm putting it to you. Like, what have you got to say?
I have nothing further to say.
That's from the, and it went on for 10 hours, 10-hour interrogation. Listen to him. This is the part where the investigator explains, yeah, you're wearing a star, David. Less than an inch across. It's not a sign. It's just hanging around his neck.
Star, David?
The officer details this in their statement.
Well, I've got a star of David.
Yeah.
So?
They felt that the actions that I've just mentioned about going up close proximity to the pro-Palestinian protesters.
Can I speak to my lawyer for a second?
Of course you can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about this question about the Star of David.
Why are you concerned?
Well, I think I'll have a private consultation and I'll we'll set out the my concerns.
Okay. The time is 02:09 and I'm pausing the interview. My line of questioning, first and foremost, is not to offend. It's not to discriminate. I want to have that on record. I'm not asking that question to cause you any offence. However, if we'd have proceeded with my line of questioning, the officers have noted in their statements that they believed that because the Star of David was out and present to people, which may take either offence to the presence of it, they felt that that was antagonising the situation.
Wow. Again. These are Muslims. If they want to antagonize Jews, and the reason that this Jewish lawyer has been observing these protests is because they are repeatedly chanting for the death of Jews, which they can under the Online Safety Act because they are a protected class. But if you walk by them while wearing the Star of David and that causes even one of them offense because they have to look at your stupid religion, think Jewish, Christianity, or some other religion they don't like, then guess what? You get arrested and interrogated. It's just the latest, folks. But this is terrifying, okay? I just brought you the news about 4chan. And what you're starting to see is the Brits with the Online Safety Act and the EU with their Internet Safety Act are beginning to come for American companies. I told you they would, okay? Last week, it was 4chan. It was the UK. And they said, hey, you've got to open a back door, let our censors in, let us see your algorithms, censor you. And they said, no, we're not doing that. And so they're finding them. What is remarkable about this is it's a milestone. This is the first time that the UK has demanded to be let in the back door of a purely American website that is entirely here in America. It's not in the UK because it's blocked at the border like I am. You can't get my show there if you go on vacation. So they're not saying, well, we've got to censor you because people in the UK might see stuff on 4chan that offends them. And they do have some pretty racist boards on 4chan. I'm not going to lie. It's not a good place that you want to be associated with, but should you be able to go on there and say what you want? Absolutely. It's covered by the First Amendment. So folks, we've seen this before. This is like when they came for all of Alex Jones' accounts and everyone's like, well, it's just Alex Jones. He's kind of a nutty conspiracy theorist. They're not going to come for anyone like me. And then I said on that day, I turned to my husband. We were in the car. We were at the beach. I was off the air. I said, they're going to take Trump's accounts. This is just a test to see what we'll do. Well, this right here with 4chan, it's a test. And if you don't know what 4chan is, you can still get it for now on Google. I don't know how much longer that'll last. It's kind of like a cheap Reddit. It's like a cheap Reddit knockoff, like a Temu Reddit. And they've got boards on like everything you can imagine. Mostly innocuous stuff. It's not very exciting. Boat maintenance, stuff like that. But they do have white supremacist chat rooms where, yes, the people are racist. Yes, the people are pro-Nazi. They're not good people. By the way, they're on the right and the left. And so they're saying they have the right to censor that in America, even though Brits can't even see it. What people are speculating will happen next, 4chan told them to pound sand. They're not going to pay the daily fine. But the problem is that where do you go to get 4chan? You go to Google. And they can absolutely levy a daily fine on Google because Google is in the UK. Okay. That was last week and the beginning of this week. Did you see what just happened in Germany? They're coming for another American company. This one's bigger. I'll explain next. So last segment, Jewish lawyer arrested for wearing a Star of David where Muslim pro-Palestinian protesters could see him. Again, not a Star of David sign, just a tiny, less than an inch long Star of David around his neck. 10-hour interrogation. Did they even do that for bank robbery? Maybe you get 10 hours for bank robbery, maybe? Star of David. Folks, but this overnight, two rulings. This is the one that scares me the most. This is the EU's anti-free speech laws. A German court just gave a thumbs up to LinkedIn's deletion of true COVID data. So here's what they sued over. LinkedIn was told by European censors to delete posts by medical professionals on LinkedIn about COVID. Those posts ended up being right. They were correct. They were medically accurate. But the court ruled that LinkedIn was right to take them down and they should continue to take them down because, wait till you hear this, they were right to block and suspend accounts that posted about COVID-19 despite the post being correct because the content at the time contradicted guidance from the World Health Organization. So there's your big brother. There's your censor right there. If the World Health Organization says so, it is the truth, even if what you say is actually more true. And so you are not allowed to say true things until the World Health Organization admits them. And the court upheld the removals. Here's what's so terrifying about that. LinkedIn is not a German company. It's an American company. It's owned by Microsoft. They bought it for $26 billion. Microsoft was the censor. Ultimately. Wow. Now, LinkedIn is here in America, so Americans would have seen those posts, but they're in Europe too. So this is what they're counting on. Trump goes, the Brussels, UK, and EU censors censor Americans. We're not even allowed to have political debates online anymore. And what this all devolved to very quickly is the Democrats just calling Europe and saying, hey, this guy's writing true things about me. He's covering my crimes. I'm Adam Schiff. Can you remove his account? Yes. Okay, great. I thank you very much because I'm going to end up in prison if we don't remove his account. Okay, good. It's taken care of. By the way, Adam Schiff actually did that. He just used the FBI. He got Paul Sperry's account removed because Paul Sperry was doing a bang up job writing about his crimes. So he had his account just taken down. He's at Real Clear Investigations. That's the plan, folks. And I don't see how it doesn't happen after Donald Trump. If we don't stop it now, we got this tiny window to stop it. In fact, Nigel Farage flew over here from the UK to beg us to stop it because we are on the precipice, folks. When LinkedIn is in a German court arguing they were right to take down stuff because the German censor said so, and the court rules, yes, no one is allowed to say anything unless it agrees with the World Health Organization, i.e. China, we're in trouble. And we got to do something about this. And we got to do something about this fast. Meanwhile, folks, you see this? Switzerland. Guy wrote, you've probably seen this a million times online. If 100 trans men die and are buried on an island, you dig them up 100 years later, what do you have? You don't have female skeletons. You got male skeletons. He wrote it. It's medically true and provable in court, which he did. He brought in medical experts and proved it in court. Still sentenced to 10 days. Truth is not a defense if you've offended someone by saying true things. Folks, this is the Soviet Union. It's Europe, and it's well on its way here. What are we going to do about it? Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Okay, Circle Back is back. Jen Psaki. Worried that Usha Vance, a noted far-left liberal, must be afraid of her husband, J.D. Vance. This has lit up the internet for some reason. And Usha Vance isn't afraid of J.D. Vance. That's just silly. It's clickbait. But for once, and I've never seen a thing like this, so I thought I'd point it out, Circleback might not be wrong about a few things. That's Jen Circleback Psaki, as in President Joe Biden's former spokeswoman. But Jen Psaki is talking about J.D. Vance's wife here.
I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agree.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you. And that he's willing to do anything to get there. And that your whole iteration you just outlined, I mean, he's scarier in certain ways.
He's smarter.
In some ways. And he's young.
Yeah. And ambitious.
And agile in the sense that he is a chameleon who makes himself into whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him. Now, what's also true, though, is J.D. Vance is not – he's in some ways goodish on paper if you like what he believes in. I don't know. But I don't know that he can take the whole movement with him.
No way.
I don't think so either.
He's no riz.
It's got no riz, right?
None.
And he's
he's got riz. If you've watched J.D. Vance, I mean, really listen to him. He's the most talented politician of the entire generation, more so than Trump and DeSantis. That's going to make some people mad, but he is, in terms of how fast he is on his feet. Fastest I've ever seen. Just absolute buzzsaw for anybody he sits down with. He is an incredible political talent. I'm really glad he's on our side, I think. She's not wrong there when she says Manchurian candidate. This is what makes me so nervous about the Secret Service. I did a podcast on this earlier this week. And the fact that the two people most responsible for securing the grounds of Butler outside of the FBI not only weren't punished for the Trump assassination attempt, they were rewarded with promotions. One of them is still securing the sites Trump goes to now. That terrifies me because if something happens to Trump, we get J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is uniquely talented. He could take an entire generation with him somewhere, wherever he's going. And I'm not sure where that is. I don't know who the real J.D. Vance is. She's right. He is a Manchurian candidate. For somebody, I don't know who. He was recruited by the tech bros in much the way that Barack Obama was recruited by John Brennan. A lot of people don't know this about J.D. Vance. When Donald Trump first came down the elevator and started talking about illegal immigration and America First, all of this, I immediately fell in love with him, fought for him, just tooth and nail. J.D. Vance did not. In 2016, he called Trump America's Hitler, an idiot, and likened him to a Nazi. Called himself a never Trump guy. At this point, J.D. Vance was also a very big pro-LGBTQ movement guy who even did interviews talking about how he went to the hospital to support his friend when he was transitioning for the operation. That sound like the J.D. Vance you know? Well, J.D. Vance has had a lot of different identities. In fact, he's literally legally changed his name three times. Before he became the current J.D. Vance, he was a much better fit for his wife, who is a radical liberal, and she's not wrong. She is. Usha Vance, I don't think she's afraid of J.D. Vance. I don't think Usha Vance is afraid of him. I think she loves him. She married him. But he was right. He was a pretty left-wing guy. Kind of came out of nowhere, if you look at his background. Again, recruited by tech bros, did a job he wasn't really present for, got launched with the book, and here he is. Very pro-open borders, pro-migration guy. This is what makes me very nervous about Trump's casualness with his Secret Service. I don't think he realizes how bad his Secret Service is or who's still in place. J.D. Vance takes over. I don't know where he'll take us. I think he'll be probably pretty good, pretty well-behaved in his first term because he's going to want a second term. But after that, Katie bar the door, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if this is the real J.D. Vance, in which case we're in great shape. Or if that guy's the real J.D. Vance, the one who said Trump was America's Hitler. In 2016, y'all, called himself a never-Trumper, called Trump an idiot. Now, he's been very honest about it, I guess, said his past Trump comments were wrong. But when she calls him a Manchurian candidate, she's not wrong. And I've never seen Circle Back be not wrong. Kind of new for me, but that's how I feel about J.D. Vance. What she's saying is, we don't actually know whose side this guy's on. And that's correct. We don't. But I can tell you this, whoever side he's actually on, he is a damn good spokesperson. Probably the most talented of his entire generation. If you don't believe me, start watching his interviews. He just buzzsaws through these liberal commentators. So if this is the real J.D. Vance, we're in good shape. If that guy was the real J.D. Vance, we're not really in good shape. I can't stomach Trump, he once said in an NPR interview. Mr. Trump is unfit for our nation's highest office. Again, 2016. He deleted that tweet, by the way. So I don't know how you go from bragging about going to the hospital to support your friend's gender transition nip tuck snip to making fun of, you know, childless cat ladies. But J.D. Vance did. He's incredible. He's a chameleon. She's right. Who is he? I don't know, but I know before he was any of those things, he was Usha's husband. That's why she's asking a very legitimate question we should all pay attention to. But all the right people are jumping in to defend him. Look, I like this version of J.D. Vance a lot. But she's right. When it all comes down to it, nobody really knows whose side J.D. Vance is on. I have a feeling we're going to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Folks, this is a civil war, but a specific kind of civil war. The kind that Karl Marx, who, by the way, Target is advertising as part of its fall fashion lineup. Nothing hotter than a guy responsible for the mass murder of 100 to 150 million people. Wow. Karl Marx, his preferred form of civil war was guerrilla warfare. And we're watching classic Marxist guerrilla warfare in L.A. and Portland. Hear this overnight?
And an illegal migrant who's become TikTok famous for following around ICE agents is now in custody after slamming into agent vehicles when they tried to arrest him.
What really amounts to an escalation from the rhetoric to now violence. How much jail time that suspect could face?
Yeah, he's right now he's just charged with assaulting a federal agent that carries a max of 8 years. We need attempted murder here. When you read the details of this, he didn't just ram the ICE agents who were trying to pick him up in traffic. He'd already fled from them. He was an absconder. He got boxed in and he rammed them again and again and again, going forward, backward, till they finally had to shoot him. They had no choice. You should see Blue Sky this morning. They're dying laughing at the fact that when the ICE agent opened fire against this illegal immigrant, he accidentally also hit a federal marshal. Marshal's okay. Unfortunately, so is the illegal. But this has school teachers. I don't know what it is with school teachers in Antifa. This has school teachers in L.A. like this guy took to the streets demanding armed insurrection.
This is South Central Los Angeles. They are not the only ones with guns in this city. And I don't say that because we're calling for violence. I'm saying that because the people have every right to defend themselves against masked, unidentified gunmen with AR-15s and other military rifles. The people have every right to defend themselves. That's not violent, that's intelligent.
Wow, okay, at some point, that is insurrection. That's communicating threats. See, and he wants to get arrested so they can say Trump's a dictator, free speech, he's calling for murder. This is what we're up against. And by the way, you know what he's mad about? He's mad that the ICE agents opened fire in defense of themselves when this illegal immigrant lunatic was trying to ram in that, was trying to ram them. That's what he's angry about. That's how crazy these people are. Meanwhile, we had this out of Portland overnight, where, again, let me tell you, that liberal court, the Ninth Circuit, even the liberal court agreed Donald Trump has the right to deploy the National Guard. Cut, you know, open and shut case. He is not a dictator. Nick Sorter, who's a conservative activist who basically just repeatedly gets arrested for filming Antifa doing Antifa things. The Portland police don't like it because they're pretty much Antifa themselves. You know, we've been talking about that Portland building for a long time before it was fashionable. And just for ICE agents to operate there, in other words, park their cars, walk into work, and then go out, get illegals, bring them back in. It takes snipers, federal snipers on the roof of the building. Most of the time they fire rubber bullets. Sometimes they drop down tear gas canisters, but they've got live bullets up there too. And you have to when you got to control these thugs. They're like vermin. Well, they rolled in an industrial scale laser light, not one of these pen lasers, which will do enough damage to a pilot's eyes and they comply. I'm talking, you should see this thing. It's probably, I don't know, 10 inches across. And they shine it in the light. They shine the light in the, trying to blind them. And I mean, you could do permanent damage, trying to blind the snipers on the roof of the ICE building. Folks, if this was going on in Argentina or Guatemala or Peru, what would we call it? It's a guerrilla war with Marxist guerrilla warriors. But here's the incredible thing. I can't even believe I watched this. The federal agents have these lights shine in their face. They can't do their job. They can't keep the ICE agents safe. Can't keep Antifa off of them. So what do? One of them comes down. They come down after the guys with the lights shining in their eyes. And what do? Hide. They went and hid behind the Portland PD for protection from the feds.
Shining something in our... And they're running for cover behind Portland police. Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Wow. Here's Nick Sorter, who recorded all of that.
They were standing there for several minutes. I mean, I was in shock and awe. I mean, if you listen to that video, you can hear my voice. I'm like, wow, they are actually doing this. They are going to seek cover behind Portland police officers. And I was standing three times as far away from this unfolding situation as those cops were. And I saw everything that was going on. So the notion that they had no idea, the several of them that were standing there had no idea what was going on, is just BS. And that's why you saw that federal agent who had finally had enough go out there and say, what are you doing? Why are you running cover for these people that are literally trying to blind us on the rooftop? They've had enough. And I mean, you know, the DHS agents out here have they've had to put up with Antifa going after them for the longest time. But now they're not just up against Antifa. They're up against Antifa and the Portland Police Department, which are running cover for these leftist thugs. It's wild.
Now, listen to the federal officer who risked his life to come down. I mean, these people are crazy. Confronting the Portland police.
Nobody told us anything. So we're standing there. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Is this the
so, just like, she's literally running behind you guys.
That's, yeah, and we don't know why she's running.
She's running behind you guys after shining the light. Yeah, we don't know why. We're just protecting her because she seemed nice. That's what we're out here for. No, she's an Antifa thug. Nick Sorter says this is just one of the things he sees every night in terms of Portland police protecting Antifa. What did I tell you? This is classic Marxist Russian Revolution stuff where you see the sort of melding of the thugs in the government against regular people.
So what happens out here is the Portland police refuse to close the road in front of the ICE facility. And so everybody comes and they block the driveway so that ICE vehicles can't get in and out. So the only option that federal police have is to, you know, put out tear gas canisters and use other non-lethal munitions to move people out of the way. And what they were doing is you had these Antifa people going up and taking those munitions and throwing them back and tear gassing officers and such and launching fireworks at them and flashbangs. And Portland police, they're either not there because they retreat or they watch it happen and do absolutely nothing about it. And this is a routine situation that you see out here practically every single night.
Yeah. Well, it's about to get crazier. And I've been warning you about it for days. This is coming. Really for about a week now. The Democrats are getting ready. This is an absolute judicial insurrection, a judicial coup. They're getting ready to arrest ICE agents in these cities. What they're doing from LA to... And it's the same pattern from, you know, L.A. to Illinois. They're getting these liberal judges to rule that ICE can't deploy tear gas anymore. ICE needs an arrest warrant to get an illegal immigrant. Wait, what? You're telling me ICE needs an arrest warrant to pick up an illegal? No, they don't. They have this thing called federal law. They don't need an arrest. But they're having these judges make this up. And so what you've got now is you've got a liberal judge saying, hey, I'm forbidding ICE from arresting anyone, from picking up anyone at these jails without a warrant. So what they do is the liberal left lets the sex offenders go, lets the criminals go. They're illegal immigrants. They will not cooperate with ICE. So ICE will sit on the jail and go, hey, that guy's coming out at the end of the week. We're just going to sit here and grab him. Keep people safe. Pick up another child sex offender. Pick up another drug trafficker. Pick up another human trafficker. Pick up another cartel member. This judge has just decreed they can't do that unless they have a specific arrest warrant, which is ridiculous. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Cummings ordered that ICE officers are barred from arresting migrants at courthouses if they don't have a warrant. And he ordered that federal law enforcement could be arrested if they violate his orders. Wow. Cummings said courthouses must be places where witnesses, suspects, and other Democrats feel safe, but not ICE agents. Look, folks, they're going to try this too. They're going to fail, but they're hoping to cause some drama and maybe some bloodshed in the meantime. I got to wonder, the first ICE agent they arrest, will they go quietly? Is that what they're going to tell them to do with the Department of Homeland Security? Just let them arrest you? Can you imagine what kind of cell they'll throw you in? What, with the other illegal immigrants? Unarmed? This is getting real, folks. Now, folks, the good news is, I don't know why they're doing this. The Democrats are totally exposing themselves, okay? The American people have never gotten the chance to give them another chance after the last election. American people normally forgive you for whatever you lost the election for and give you another shot. But the bombshells keep exploding their face for everything they've done in the past. And you've got all of these voters now seeing who they really are, and they're leaning into it. It's incredible. So look, folks, this is only going to help us. It's getting a little wild in the interim.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.